Okay, my friends, this week's parasha, Parashas Teruma. So there's a very, very famous pasuk, which I would have thought would have been like pasuk beis. V'asoli mikdash v'shochanti b'soicham. Build for me a mikdash, and I will dwell there. B'soicham, which really means inside of you. We'll get back to that, but I'll call panim. I would have expected that to be right there, like right in the beginning. Dabrel b'nei yisol v'ikhli truma. And v'asoli mikdash. Bada boom. That's what we're here for. That's what this whole thing is about. Building the base. Well, it's really building the Mishkan. It's called Mikdash. It's really the same type of thing. We'll get back to that also, maybe, if we can, I'll upon him. But no, this Pasuk only shows up considerably later on. The Pasuk says, Dabrel ben Yisrael, take from me Truma. Now, what we're doing is we're making an appeal. This is an appeal. We would like all of your riches. We would like your Zahav, your Techeles, your Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Techeles, Agomen. We would like your Avnei Shoyim. We like your precious jewels. We want your gold, your silver. We want everything. Now, I am not the greatest fundraiser on the planet. Though Baruch Hashem, she was still standing, so I guess I'm doing something right. Now, when we fundraise, I just want you to know it's very important to pitch your cause. It's very important. You say, I like money. They're like, for what? Well, let me tell you how much I need. I would like you to give me the $20,000. What for? Because I want $20,000. It doesn't go that way. You got to tell them, I got a plan. I'm opening a new program. I need. I'm going on a trip. I need for Mishmar. You got to sell them something. What are you selling? V'kli truma. Mains kli shesheri is better than this. Take this. Take this. Take this. It should first say, listen, this is what I need to build a Mishkan. We need a lot of money, so I need this and this and that. It's out of order, my friends. This should be the second pasuk. It's vehicle truma, because v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem, and then tell them what you want. Why, what's going on over here? Says the Chassam Sofer, Moiradik. Chassam Sofer says the following thing. He says part of the tafkid, based on the Ramban, which we'll get back to, part of the tafkid of the Beis HaMikdash is it was supposed to be like a physical manifestation of Maimed Har Sinai. In other words, we had Maimed Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael experienced something unbelievable. Perhaps the greatest event in the history of mankind. You want to bottle that. How do you bottle that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, make a mikdash, and in that mikdash, we're going to experience this whole Maimed Har Sinai. So it says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, so you need to have an element of Na'aseh V'Nishma in your mikdash. Na'aseh V'Nishma. So where does that manifest itself? Listen, I want your money. Why? I'm not telling you. Give me your money. After you give me the money, then I'll tell you. That's Na'aseh V'Nishma. The way that normal people would do it is like, okay, we want your money. What for? Oh, we want to build a basic mikdash. Oh, that sounds like a nice... Okay, I'll give money for that. Right? That's like the guy who's like, what to say in the Torah? Oh, no. Klal Yisrael said, no, I don't care. Don't, I'm not going to ask. No questions. You want my money? You have my money. So that's why we have over here, there's like a fulfillment of Na'aseh V'Nishma in the building of the Mikdash. And then only afterwards, the Pasuk says, V'asuli Mikdash, V'shochanti V'soicham. Now the Al-Sheikh and others are Medayik. V'soicham does not mean inside of the Mikdash. He's really dwelling inside of us. When you build a base on Mikdash, Hashem will dwell in the hearts of every single one of us. But we need a Mikdash in order to make that happen. There's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So here we are, my friends. We're going to speak a little bit about that. There's not much gore. There's not much blood or, you know, but there could be. But that's not the topic that we're doing over here that much. Sorry, we can't figure out. I was trying to figure out how to make something like a little bit more.
We're going to try to build it tonight.
So. That could happen, you're saying. I got it. Yeah. Okay. Zok Deilig Rambam. Sefer HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzvahs. To build the base ha'avodah, and over there we should have lots of stuff. The akrova, there should be a fire over there. That's all the time. It should also have a li'el reg. Let's get lots of different purposes. And this is the mitzvah that we have, and this mitzvah shows up in many different rishonim. All of them say it in their own way with their own knech, but the chinuch says it, and also the smag says it. But there is a machloikas rishonim. And it's a very fascinating machlokes rishonim. There's actually many different shittos. I want to focus on two of them, and that is as follows. The Rambam says the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is one mitzvah which encompasses many different nekudas, many different points. the Beis HaMikdash, the physical structure, and also included in that mitzvah is to build the Chelkei HaMikdash, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, that type of stuff. In other words, if you wanted to put it in layman's terms, the furniture. Build the building, and also all the Kalim that are there, that are going in, is included in that mitzvah. Now it appears to me pretty clear, not positive, I think, that everyone agrees that the building of the Kalim is a mitzvah. What the Rambam did unique here is the Rambam included that in the mitzvah of the building of the bayis, the Beis HaMikdash, included in that mitzvah, v'asu li mikdash, is to build the Kalim. Says the Ramban, I agree that there's a mitzvah to build a kelim, but that's got its own mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to build a bayis. There's a mitzvah to have kelim. There's two separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban says, Heim shtei mitzvahs ve'enon me'akvois zu es zu u'makrivim ha'bayis al bi she'im bo kelim. So the kelim aren't necessarily me'akev. They do not. English word. The mitzvah of the bayis is not dependent on the kelim. Now, there are different shitas of, okay, so now you're saying the kelim are their own mitzvah. Now you could divide that. Does that mean that each kelim is the mitzvah of menorah, a mitzvah of shulchan, is the mitzvah of mizbeach, or all the kelim are, there's the building, and then there's the, use the word furniture, or all the kelim. The Rasag says every single one is its own mitzvah. So every keli has its own mitzvah. Other Rishonim seem to say, no, there's one mitzvah of bayis, and the Rambam Shita is, it's all under one roof. There's one mitzvah, just building the Beis HaMikdash and the keli.
The Beis HaMikdash, if I put a brick on, so I wasn't mekayim any mitzvahs, it's only the guy who put in the last nail, he's mekayim the mitzvah?
L'chaim. I don't understand the question.
What? Only when the kelim are finished you get a mitzvah, or while you're building them you already get
a mitzvah? It could be you get a mitzvah while you're building also, but the kelim is all included in that mitzvah.
So this only
is
all when part. All the kelim are finished do the people who worked on it get mitzvahs?
I don't know that dafka.
So how could it not be that every kelim is its own mitzvah? Or it's still mazach again, if it's
no.
even the other shita maskim, you get a mitzvah for building it. The shayla is which mitzvah is included in it.
Even according to you, you're building the Beis HaMikdash. You're saying that each keli, each brick is a chelek of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, but it's one mitzvah.
It's
so
one mitzvah, under the title.
There's a famous Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam says that women are obligated to build the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's done at night. He says, because any hishtadlus, even if you go buy the bricks, you don't have to, the actual building you do at night, but anything you're doing, it's also part of the mitzvah. So it's all considered to be part of the mitzvah, but it's one mitzvah, building the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, there's two separate mitzvahs. What's the Yisoid HaMachlekes? Zokt, Rav HaGoyin, Rav Osher Weiss. And also, by the way, in the Drishas Pikudecha, he has it. I just like the way that Rav Osher Weiss wrote it, so therefore we brought it over here. This seems to be the Derech HaMelech. This seems to be like the main road. Machlekes, Rambam, and Ramban is as follows. Vos is the Yesoid von Beis HaMikdash. I can't think of something that's like more fundamental for our Yiddishkeit. What is the Yesoid of Beis HaMikdash? What is it? What are we building? The Lashon from the Rambam, beautiful. The Rambam says, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shetzivonu, Livnois, Beis Avoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to build a house of worship. Beis Avoida, a place where we can do worship, where we can worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shittas HaRambam. If that's the case, the mitzvah is itself, this has to be a place of worship. You have to have the ability to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do Avoida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that? The Mizbeach, the Shulchan, the Menorah is all part of the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So for that reason, We need to have these things to make this into a Beis Avoida. This enhances the Beis Avoida. Therefore, it's mistaber. The Kli HaMikdash are chelik of the bias. However, the Ramban al HaTorah says the Yisoid of the Mishkan is that just like at Har Sinai, as we mentioned, there was the Shekhinah. Har Sinai was not void at Har Sinai. There was the Shekhinah, just like at Har Sinai, there was the Kavod Sheshoichen al Har Sinai. So Benigle, we wanted to be Shoichen al Mishkan Minister. We want to battle the Shekhinah. Bring the Shekhinah the same way there was the Shekhinah at Har Sinai. We want the Shekhinah to be in this bias. Therefore, it sounds like the Iker of the Mishkan, of the Mikdosh, is Hashroas HaShekhinah. We should have the Shekhinah present. If that is the main Yisoid, so it happens to be that we're doing avoid in the Makom of the Mikdash. But the Iker is the Shekhinah. Vasuli Mikdash, Vishukhanti Vesoichim, Hashem, the Shekhinah here. So I don't need the Kalim in order to necessarily have the Shekhinah. That might be a different mitzvah. Then what do we do in the Makom of Shekhinah? We do avoidah. So it would appear that this machlokes Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban is machlokes lishitosam. The Rambam says the Iker is the building of the base avoidah. If it's a base avoidah, then you need to have all of the kalim that are there for doing the avoidah. The Ramban that says the Iker is building a makam for Shekhinah. So we're going to also do avoidah in that place of Shekhinah, but we don't need the kalim in order to have the Shekhinah. And that would perhaps be the machlokes. There are numerous interesting things that would perhaps suggest like the Shita of the Rambam, some like the Ramban. We're going to try to deal with them. For example, look at the very pasuk that we bring. V'asuli mikdosh v'shachanti b'soichom kechol asher ani mara oyscho estavnis ha-mishkon v'estavnis kol kelov. Now hold on a second. You started with the commandment is build me a mikdosh. And then you start talking about the kalim. Why are you talking about the kalim? You said vasuli mikdash. How should I do the mikdash? The way I describe the kalim. What are you talking about the kalim for? You talking about the mitzvah is the mikdash. What's the answer? Lefi the Rambam, that's part of the building of the mikdash is the kalim. So do you see that the kalim go into the mitzvah of the mikdash? On the other hand, if you look at the beginning of the pasuk, vasuli mikdash. Vishochanti b'soichom does the mitzvah to make the Shekhinah. So it's a little confusing. We'll see. The other thing is, in the Haggadah, we say, by Dayenu, Ilu hoitzianu mimitzrayim, Ilu karalanu esayom, Ilu kervanu lefnei har Sinai. And it says, al achas kama v'kama, toiva kfula mechufeles. And then he says, he brought us into Eretz Yisrael, Ubana lanu beis habechira lechaper lanu al kol avoinoisenu. He built the beis hamikdash. Why? To dwell? No. Lechaper lanu that we should have kapara through the karbanos. Says Rav Asher Weiss. It sounds like the ikur of the beis hamikdash is the avoida. No, it was that's the matzah.
We build it for the Eibishter.
Yes, you know, it's
we build it for the Eibishter Shchina. Yeah. He builds it for us in order for the week to be have kapara.
Very good, very good. Could be. There's two. We're going to see that soon. We'll get to this.
That's
soon.
The Russian and the
Agada. That's good.
The Eibishter built it for us.
Yeah. Well, we built it, Lamaisa. But yeah, we'll see soon. That's good. We're going to get to it. We'll get back to it. Akopani. But there's a very compelling, and this one really, I think, does need some thought, is as follows. In the Lamaisa, you had two Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash and the second. There were very significant differences between the first and the second. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Aron. There was no Kapiris. There was no Kruvim. And there was no Shekhinah. So how do you have a Beis HaMikdash without a Shekhinah? What's the answer according to the Rambam? It's Beis HaVoida. But it's a little hard if there's no Shekhinah. So unless it doesn't mean that there was no Shekhinah, it means there was less Shekhinah. There was less Shekhinah maybe.
Even according to the Rambam, it was a second mitzvah. wasn't its own mitzvah. What? According to the Rambam, it was all one mitzvah.
It's all one mitzvah.
But according to the Ramban, it was still a second mitzvah.
So, but what's the first mitzvah? The first mitzvah is... But there's no Shekhinah.
Okay, so you're not able to be Mekayim the first one, that means you shouldn't do
what's,
the
What's the second one?
To make the Kelim.
Yeah, make the Kelim, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. No, but we're saying that you... So it's not a Beis HaMikdash, you're saying. If there's no Shekhinah, there's no, it's not a Beis HaMikdash?
It's a Chiluk of the Beis HaMikdash, just to do Avodah. That's what he says.
No, he says there's two things. There's one thing is there's the Beis HaMikdash. The other thing is there's the Avoida. We're saying that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash here because the Beis HaMikdash is in order to have Shekhinah, there's no Shekhinah. It's like weird. So you're doing Avoida without Shekhinah. It's according to the Rambam, it's definitely better. We're saying this is not a Beis Shekhinah, it's a Beis Avoida. So we have the Avoida, we have the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Beis Avoida, I got it. But according to the Rambam, it's a Beis Shekhinah. So what are we doing over here? We don't have Shekhinah. So we're doing Avoida without a Beis Shekhinah. So what are we building the Beis HaMikdash for? Just do Avoida.
Like the Ramban, there's a mitzvah called to build the kelim if there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's time to build the kelim, to have the kelim. Is there a mitzvah?
They built the kelim. So, if you could use the kelim, then you use the kelim for the avoda.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Okay. But you could notice in Hanami. But the point is, and you're saying there's really no Beis HaMikdash here. It leaves us with a hole. I'll call upon him. Nafka mina between the Rambam and the Ramban is as follows. We mentioned the halacha is you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Can someone build the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash at night? What do you say? What do you mean? If you hold like the Rambam, you can't build the kelim at night because the kelim are a chelik. Of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash can't be built at night. The Kelim can't be done at night. Or if you hold like the Ramban. So then there's one mitzvah. The building of the Beis HaMikdash. That can't be done at night. There's a separate mitzvah. Building the Kelim. That for the Chayr. You could do that at night. Okay.
Why can't you build the Beis HaMikdash by night? Is there a
sukkah? Yeah.
Is there a sukkah? I'll be totally with
it. It might be. It depends on how exactly you learn the Xer sukkah.
Because
So there are some people that build it. There might be issues with tumah and other things like that. But I'll call upon him as follows. Aboisai, there's something very fascinating in the Rambam, which is going to try to tie this, bring this a little bit closer together. The Rambam in Hilchas Bechira, Beis HaBechira, brings as a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, he quotes the pasuk in this week's parasha. He says, there's a mitzvah la'asos bayis la'Hashem v'asu li'mikdash. And then the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam says, there's three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael in Itztavu when they came into Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of having a melech, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaBechira, the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek, the mitzvah of building a Beis HaBechira, another word for that is Beis HaMikdash, Shenemar L'Shechnoi Sidra Shu Vasa Shama. Frekta L'Chamishna, hold on. The Rambam already brought a different pasuk. It's a very straight up pasuk. V'Asuli Mikdash V'Shechanti V'Soichem. Why is the Rambam bringing a different pasuk here? L'Shechnoi Sidra Shu Vasa Shama. Why is he bringing a separate pasuk over here? The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira told us the pasuk V'Asuli Mikdash. Now it says over here, Livnois Beis HaBechira. Interesting. So listen to this. Says Rav Kunstler in his Sefer Drishas Pikudecha. Mayurdik, Rabbi Isai. Mayurdik. He's so delicious. All Kunstlers are delicious. Anyway, Vinira, he says like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira writes the following thing. Listen carefully. Kivon shenivna hamikdash b'Yerushalayim. Once the mikdash was built in Yerushalayim, nesru, it is forbidden. Kol hamakoyles kulam livnois ben beis Hashem. You can't build a bais anywhere else. Ulahakir behen korban. You cannot build a bais anywhere else, or you cannot bring back with a korban anywhere else. Once you have Yerushalayim, that's it. The beis hamikdash, that's it. And then he says, ve'ein. Shame bias l'doyre hadoyres elo Yerushalayim bilvad ubehar hamoyriya sheba. Esav Kunstler, hold on a second. The Rambam doesn't say anything extra. The Rambam already told us, once you have the mikdashes in Yerushalayim, nowhere else. Nesru kol ha-makom es kulon. Livnois ben bayis ulahakub ben korban. That's it, nowhere else. And then the Rambam continues and says, Ve'ein shem beis l'doirei doiris, bayis l'doiris, there's nowhere else that could be for generations. Elab Yerushalayim, you said that already. The first time the Rambam, listen carefully, says that once you have the mikdash, there's nowhere else lehakriv bahen korban. And the second line of the Rambam says that there's nowhere else to be a bias, El Yerushalayim vehar ha-moiria sheba. Yerushalayim and har ha-moiria. Interesting. What is going on over here? It sounds like the Rambam is not repeating himself. He's actually focusing on two different things. The first he's saying is there's nowhere else for korbanos. Then he's saying there's nowhere else for a bias, ledoire, doireis, El Yerushalayim and har ha-moiria. What's har ha-moiria? What's that language that the Rambam is using? Elamai, perhaps the pshat is as follows. Rabbi said, we said this, perhaps two different understandings in what the Beis HaMikdash is. Is it a Beis HaVoida or is it a Beis HaShechina? We had a deacon in the Pasuk. V'asun le'mikdash v'shochanti b'soicham. On the one hand, you're telling me it's a Beis HaShechina. On the other hand, the Pasuk continues and says, Eis tavnis ha-mishkan v'es tavnis kol kelav. You're telling me it's a place for the Avoida. So is it this or is it that? Seken gor zayin, if you want to be really yeshivish. Svei dinim, Rabbi Sai. They're both true. That really there's two dinim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a makom of Shechina, and in the makom of Shechina is where a person should do the Avoida. And really, both of them are accurate. No, it could be. It's two different components of one mitzvah, according to the Rambam. That's why the Rambam is going to put it all under one umbrella. But you want to know what it is? It's the makom of Shechina where I'm going to do Avoida. The Avoida is done in the makom of Shechina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to build a makom that I could be shoich in there and do the Avoida. It's like you have to have it's like a run-on sentence a little bit. But that's all into one mitzvah, according to the Rambam. What?
The question that the Rebbe asked in the Rambam, you would also now have in the Rambam.
Which question?
No, because
Avada, if you have a makom of Shechina, then you do the Avoida there. But if you don't, then it's still a makom of Avoida. Wouldn't it be as shver? Could be not. It could hear not. Here. Anyway, maybe there's still some Shechina there, but yeah. Yeah, right. Al kol panim, Rabbi Sai, lefizeh, we could say, haflu v'fele pshat in Rambam, that the Rambam learns, really, there's two dinim to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Rambam brings two different psukim. One pasuk the Rambam brings, and he says, there's a mitzvah lasos bayis l'Hashem, and it brings the pasuk of asuli mikdash. And there's another mitzvah that he says, he says, Livnois lehem beis ha-bechira. Beis ha-bechira, he says, there the Rambam is bringing the inyan of having a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. So these two ideas are also found in the Mechilta. The Mechilta says the following thing. He says that until Yerushalayim was chosen, all of Eretz Yisrael was kosher for a Mizbeach. Once Yerushalayim is chosen, so then all of Eretz Yisrael isn't included. Until the Beis HaOlamim was chosen, all of Yerushalayim was ripe for the Shechina. Once they chose Beis HaOlamim, so then Yatzi Yerushalayim. So there's an idea of having a Beis HaOlamim. A Beis HaOlamim is a place for the Shechina. That's a place HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to build, a place for the Shechina. V'shichnoi sidrashu v'asa shama is, I want a place for the Shechina. I want a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the Shechina. That's one pasuk. There's another thing, which is we need a base avoida, a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do avoida. That's v'asuli mikdash, where the pasuk says, build for me a mikdash and over there will be avoida. These are perhaps the two different psukim that the Rambam brings. So Rabbi Yisai, it could be, now we have to figure out what exactly are the nekudas of the machlegas, the Rambam and Ramban. It's almost identical now. What's interesting is that there's another element to the Beis HaMikdash that's brought down in the pasuk. The Rambam says, Tzivanu livnois Beis HaAvoida, ubo yiyah hakrova, v'avoras ha'esh tomid, a fire. And then he says, The Elav Yehalicha should be, that's what people should be walking to. The Aliyah Leregel, the Hakibutz, the gathering. The gathering. It sounds like the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be a place of gathering. The Oyel Moyed is supposed to be a place where people, where we're supposed to all gather together. That's a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a part of another nekuda in the Beis HaMikdash. It's supposed to be a place where we're supposed to unite. Just like we had at Har Sinai, where it was Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Also at the Mokom HaMishkan, we're trying to duplicate that by bringing us together. We're supposed to gather. We find this also when it comes to Purim. It says Shoshanas Yachad, Shoshanas Yaakov Tzolah V'Samecha B'Roisom Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. We're supposed to, when Klal Yisrael comes together, that is the nekuda that was supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Haman was saying, Yesh noyam echad mefuzar umefurot. These people are scattered. These people are fragmented. There's no achdus here. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to represent. We didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. We had to do some hisoirus in our lives to be able to bring ourselves together. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahal v'semecha b'roisam yachad. When Esther said, that she said, Lech kinoises kol ha-Yehudim, bring everyone together. Let's get together. Let's do something together, which will try to cultivate achdus in Klal Yisrael. In that schus, we're zoicha that we triggered the beginning of the effect of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And that's a big part of this idea of Aliyah L'Regel, should be a makom of kibbutz, a makom we can gather. So just to review, we started off, we spoke about the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer said that there's an inyan of Nasev and Nishma in the building of the Mishkan. V'asu the Mikdash Shechanti B'Soicham, it's supposed to be in the hearts of every single one of us. Not just there, but really inside of our hearts. We said that it seems to be a machloikis here between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says the mitzvah is including the Kalim. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah in the building itself, and there's a separate mitzvah in the Kalim. What's the machloikis? We explain the machloikis being Lishitasam. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to build the base Avoida. The Ramban says the mitzvah to build the base of Shechina. We ask some questions this way and that way, different types of questions. On the one hand, we says it says us in the mikdash shechanti b'soicham. It sounds like it's the Shechina. On the other hand, the pasuk says es tavnis amishkim es tavnis kol kelim. It sounds like it's the really important thing is the kelim. We'll get back to that a little bit later. We spoke about the Haggadah. The Haggadah said that there's livno space of bechira lachap alon al kol avinaseinu. So here, Shmuel Aaron said maybe that's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu does it. That's gonna be the two different nakudas of the Mishkan. On the one hand, there's the idea of the Shechina as we're building it for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that he could have the Shechina here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to do the avoid over here, that we should have a kapara. And that's the two elements of the Beis HaMikdash, is each different side. Akopana, we asked the question, then the second Beis HaMikdash seems like there was no Shechina. So if it's a Beis HaVoid, I still understand. Maybe there was some Shechina, wasn't full Shechina. And then we said that L'Choyra, Naf Kamina, between the two is, can you build the Kalim at night? If the Kalim is a part of the Mishkan, or the Mikdash, you can't do it at night. If it's not, then you can do it at night. We said maybe in the Rambam, it's Mashma, there's two different psukim, two dinim. Maybe Rambam holds both. Both are true. That's why it has two different psukim in the Rambam. One is a pasuk to tell me l'shichnoi sidrashu uvasa shama is the Shechina, and the other one is for the hakrova. The Rambam says that the osu l'miktosh is the pasuk that tells me that you have to have a place for hakrova, and really we need both of them because both dinam are correct. We just ended in saying that the Beis HaMikdash is also has another component, which is Aliyah L'Regel. It's a place that's supposed to be a base kibbutz, a place where gathering Klal Yisrael together, just like at Har Sinai we had Achdus, so too in the Beis HaMikdash we're supposed to have Achdus, and that we, in the time of Esther and Mordechai, that was kind of unraveling a little bit. Yeishna mechad mefuzar mefurad. Esther tried to bring it together. Knais is called Yudim. She did bring it together because Barosim Yachad Tchilas Mordechai Klal Yisrael united, and in that schus we were zorcha then to the Gula. We should be zorcha once again to Uvalat Tzion Goyal. Thank you very much for listening.